The following encore concert was originally performed March 2013.
The following Lenten concert, performed by the WVU Newman Choir, was recorded at St. John's University Church. This free concert was a benefit for the Newman student mission trip to serve the poor in Jamaica. Donations for this missionary work or to support the WVU Newman Choir can be made by calling LOL Radio at 304-598-0026 or 740-296-5758.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the first ever Newman Club Choir concert, or as we prefer to call it, the Newman Ruckus concert. There's a good reason we call ourselves the Ruckus. You'll probably learn why during the show. This concert is presented by the WVU Newman Club and the Student Music Ministry here at St. John University Parish. The people of St. John have generously supported the WVU Newman Club for many years, and it is our pleasure to be able to entertain you with the selections of both sacred and secular music we have. We have 10 members of the Newman Club with you tonight. Like I said, I'm Matt Presbus. To my right, we have Matt Zapparito, Mark Guiney, Dan Sweeney,
Kelly Hamilton,
Daniela Cotta, Kristen Manzo, Nicole Scott, Grace Dernach, and Adam Rossi. I told you I'd pay you. We're very excited to be here and hope that you enjoy the evening. And now we'd like to begin, as we do all things, with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Thank you, God, for bringing us all here tonight. Thank you for all our talents and for this opportunity to showcase them. Help us to sing well to glorify your name, and may every note be sung for you. We ask your blessing on all of us here tonight through your mother. Hail Mary.
Full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.
Magnificat, magnificat. hope that you enjoyed the Magnificat, composed by Laurie True. In the season of Lent, we are called to base our lives around the Passion of Christ. With the spirit of Lent in mind, we present God Give Us Peace That Lasts and Wisdom, Wisdom by Laurie True, as well as Amazing Grace, as arranged by Chris Tomlin.
God give us peace that lasts not through the fear of mind, but through the voice of love and love of life and right. Where costly wars and weapons, Lord, show us some love that lasts, which makes all strangers guess, which startles hurt with hope and for the weak protests. What hate or guiltiness embossed, confront with Jesus and the cross. God give us hope that lasts through passion and through pain, through dangers, doubt and death, till life is raised again. When dread and pessimism direct us to the empty, all these things we ask in knowledge of your grace, which gave the earth its birth and bore a human face. And with our prayers we give our word to serve and follow Christ our Lord.
Wisdom, wisdom, be attentive.
Wisdom, wisdom, be attentive.
Wisdom, wisdom, open our hearts.
Oh, wisdom, wisdom, open our hearts.
In our conflicts and chaos,
open our hearts.
In our struggles and strong will,
open our hearts.
In our pride and our passion,
oh,
wisdom, wisdom, open our hearts.
Wisdom, wisdom, be attentive.
Wisdom, wisdom, be attentive.
Wisdom, wisdom, open our hearts.
Oh, wisdom, wisdom, open our hearts.
In our conflicts and chaos,
open our hearts.
In our struggles and strong will,
open our hearts.
In our pride and our passion,
open our hearts.
Oh, wisdom, wisdom,
open our hearts.
Wisdom, wisdom, be attentive.
Wisdom, wisdom, be attentive.
Wisdom, wisdom, open our hearts.
Oh, wisdom, wisdom, open our hearts.
When we're tired and closed-minded, when we think we're the wiser,
open our hearts.
When we can't hear you calling,
open our hearts.
Oh, wisdom, wisdom, open our hearts.
Wisdom, wisdom, be attentive.
Wisdom, wisdom, be attentive.
Wisdom, wisdom, open our hearts. Of our morning,
open our hearts.
In the rush of our daytime,
open our hearts.
In the quiet of evening,
open our hearts.
Oh, wisdom, wisdom,
open our hearts.
Wisdom, wisdom, be attentive.
Wisdom, wisdom, be attentive.
Wisdom, wisdom, open our heart.
Oh, wisdom, wisdom, open our heart.
Let your word dwell within us.
Open our heart.
Let your good news inspire us.
Open our heart.
Let your gospel truth shape us. Oh, wisdom, wisdom, open our hearts.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Lenten Concert, performed by the WVU Newman Choir, St. John University Parish. This free concert was a benefit for the Newman student mission trip to serve the poor in Jamaica. Donations for this missionary work or to support the WVU Newman Choir can be made by calling LOL Radio at 304-598-0026 or 740-296-5758.
Walking on cobblestones, tearing my feet to the bones, trying to make it on my own. Wondering where I'm going and how I'm gonna get there.
Okay.
This
ready?
Is it.
Let's do it. Okay.
Walking on cobblestones, tearing my feet to the bones, trying to make it on my own. Wondering where I'm going and how I'm gonna get there. I sure can't do it all alone. On a journey together, we can fare any weather, keeping Christ the center of our community. On a journey together, we can make the world better by forgiving and loving, starting with you and me. All of the mistakes I made, taking many wrong turns, are really lessons that I learned. So every time I start to stumble, I remain humble to God's love and His word. On a journey together, we can fare any weather, keeping Christ the center of our community. On a journey together, we can make the world better by forgiving and loving, starting with you and me. Traveling on this road to Jesus, knowing that vision is the key to understand where we've been and where we are and want to be. Now it starts with you and me. On a journey together, we can fare any weather, keeping Christ the center of our community. On a journey together, we can make the world better by forgiving and loving, starting with you and me. On a journey together, we can fare any weather, keeping Christ the center of our community. On a journey together, we can make the world better by forgiving and loving, starting with you and me. On a journey together, we can fare any weather, keeping Christ the center of our community. On a journey together, we can make the world better by forgiving and loving, starting with you and me. On a journey together.
And now the ladies of the Newman Choir are going to present to us Hail Holy Queen, arranged by Mark Shaman.
Mother of mercy and of love.
All right, that was solid. That was solid. I'll give it. It was solid. But let's face it, we're men. We were born to sing. We can do better than that.
So, guys, you ready?
Yep.
Good. Grace.
I'm
fine. Okay. All right. Let's give you a minute here.
All right.
I'll just ad lib. Guys, ready?
Cause I can't fight this feeling anymore. I've forgotten what.
No.
The right one, please.
We're the men of the chorus, we're the men. We're the ones who seldom hear, we're the men. The composers all ignore us, they don't know we sound so glorious. We're the men of the chorus, we're the men.
They're the men of the chorus, they're the men.
When they need someone to woo, it's the men.
Ooh.
When they need someone to ah, it's the men.
Ah.
When they need someone to rest, they can do it best. We're the men of the chorus, we're the men.
They're the men of the chorus, they're the men. But the tables have been turned by the writer of this song. He's given them a part to sing.
He has cleverly designed every note and every rhyme, so every phrase has our melodic ring. We're the men of the chorus, we're the men.
They are the men.
We sing parts that often bore us, we're the men.
They are the men.
But tonight we'll sing our heart out, we'll really bring our part out.
We're the men of the chorus, they're the men.
We are the men.
But the tables have been turned by the writer of the song. He's given them a part to sing.
He has cleverly designed every note and every rhyme, so every phrase has our melodic ring. We're the men of the chorus, we're the men.
They are the men.
We sing parts that often bore us, we're the men.
They are the men.
Well, tonight we'll sing our heart out.
For the final part of our program, we will be performing several secular favorites.
We hope that you enjoy Awake My Soul by Mumford & Sons, For the Longest Time by Billy Joel, and Some Nights by Fun.
How fickle my heart and how woozy my eyes. I struggle to find any truth in your lies. Now my heart stumbles on things I don't know. My weakness I feel I must finally show. Lend me your hand and we'll conquer them all. But lend me your heart and I'll just let you fall. Lend me your eyes, I can change what you see. But your soul you must keep totally free. Heart, 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 heart. Awake my soul. Awake my soul. Awake my soul. How fickle my heart and how woozy my eyes. I struggle to find any truth in your lies. Now my heart stumbles on things I don't know. My weakness I feel I must finally show. Heart, heart, heart. In these bodies we will live, in these bodies we will die. Where you invest your love, you invest your life. In these bodies we will live, in these bodies we will die. Where you invest your love, you invest your life.
Performed by the WVU Newman Choir, St. John University Parish. Vocals and instrumentals were performed by Mark Guiney, Matt Presbus, Dan Sweeney, Matt Saporito, Adam Rossi, Nicole Scott, Kelly Hamilton, Danielle Licata, Grace Dranach, and Kristen Manzo. This free concert was a benefit for the Newman student mission trip to serve the poor in Jamaica. Donations for this missionary work or to support the WVU Newman Choir can be made by calling LOL Radio at 304-598-0026 or 740-296-5758.
Some nights I stay up, cashing in my bad luck. Some nights I call it a draw. Some nights I wish that my lips could build a castle. Some nights I wish they'd just fall off. But I still wake up, I still see a ghost. Oh Lord, I'm still not sure what I stand for. Jack my style. And
that's all right.
That's all right.
I found a martyr in my bed tonight. She stops my bones from wondering just who I am, who I am, who I am. Oh, who am I?
I sold my soul for this? Washed my hands of that for this? I missed my mom and dad for this? No. When I see stars, when I see stars, that's all they are. When I hear songs,
they sound like this one, so come on.
Oh, come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for coming this evening to the first ever Newman Choir concert. This concert was a collective effort of a lot of wonderful and hardworking people. We have many, many people to thank, but we'd just like to recognize a few of them tonight. First among them, our pastors, Father John and Father Fred, of course, for supporting us as always. As well as our campus ministers, Jacob King and Mara Vogel. And our music director, Carol Nowak. And of course, we'd also like to thank most of all of you who came out this night to support us, and all those in St. John University Parish who so generously support us throughout the year. They have one more group that we'd like to thank especially, and it started back in November. November and December, it was basically Matt Prisbiz and Dan and I putting our heads together thinking about this choir concert we'd always wanted to do. And there were a couple problems that we had to overcome, but among them, and most importantly among them, was that none of us are particularly good-looking, and for that reason, who would want to sit for an hour and listen to us? We don't always have the we don't always have the critical thinking skills we need to get stuff put together, and third, none of us are very good sopranos, and so the way that we dealt with that was that we had some lovely and very, very wonderful young ladies from the Newman Club who chose to do this with us. And we'd just like to take a moment to thank these five young ladies who have devoted so much of their time and energy and have put up with all kinds of stupid shenanigans. We benefited tremendously from Kristen and Kelly and Danielle and Nicole. We also want to thank especially Grace, our pianist, who probably put in more hours than anyone else on this project, learning the music and then helping us learn it as well. So without Grace, this would not have happened. So you can thank Grace on your way out, as well as everybody else. This concert, of course, is free, but we put it on with the intention of supporting the Jamaica service trip, the service trip to Jamaica that will be happening this year over spring break, last week of March, and also the student music ministry in general. So if you enjoyed this evening and you would like to donate, you can see where this dapper young gentleman in the back of the church is. He has a little basket in front of him for donations. He's he's the police as well, so, you know, you just don't tangle with him. So finally, we'd like to end the evening, as we end a lot of things in the Newman Club, with a song that we like very much, that we haven't really practiced. But some people out here, I'm sure, know the words, and so we hope you join us in singing "Hold Us Together" by Matt Maher. And thank you very much for coming out tonight. We've loved having you.
Just listen to the Lenten Concert, performed by the WVU Newman Choir, St. John's University Parish. Vocals and instrumentals were performed by Mark Guiney, Matt Presbus, Dan Sweeney, Matt Saporito, Adam Rossi, Nicole Scott, Kelly Hamilton, Danielle Locata, Grace Dranach, and Kristen Manson. This free concert was a benefit for the Newman student mission trip to serve the poor in Jamaica. Donations for this missionary work or to support the WVU Newman Choir can be made by calling LOL Radio at 304-598-3030. 0026 was 740-296-5758. The following musical selection, Give Back, is by local artist Shani Faini and is from her CD entitled Celebrate Life. For more information on Shani's music, call LOL Radio at 304-598-0026.
Precious gift we're given. Each day we'll have one more chance to ease the loneliness of just one person. Could be giving back to God, for that is Him. Let's give back to God from the gifts that we've been given. Let's give back to the one who gave us life. Gifts should be shared to all.
Preceding musical selection, Give Back, is by local artist Shani Faini and is from her CD entitled Celebrate Life. For more information on Shani's music, call LOL Radio at 304-598-0026.
The following is adapted from the Diocese of Wheeling, Charleston, BCAT Road to Emmaus video.
I do it all the time.
No, you don't.
Excuse me?
You usually sit third row from the back.
Oh. So you've noticed me, huh?
Yeah. I watch you all the time. At school, the soccer field, at home, at mass.
Oh, shoot. I left something in my car. I will be right back. I swear. Ah! Oh.
Hi.
Who are you?
I'm your guardian angel.
Really?
Really, everywhere you go, I'm there.
Well, that's so cool. Well, it's nice to meet you.
Oh, I'm sorry, I don't actually have a physical body.
Oh. Well, how can I hear you?
I'm speaking to your heart. You have a really great heart, Will.
Well, thanks.
But you have a very distracted mind.
Thanks. Wait, what?
I mean, I think it's great that you come to church every Sunday, but, I mean, you spend most of the time thinking about girls and soccer. I thought maybe if I explain things to you, it might help you focus a little bit better.
All right, listen, I've been going to church ever since I was born, and I'm pretty sure I know what goes on at Mass.
Really?
Yeah.
What does the word Mass mean?
Well, Mass is when Jesus... Okay, maybe I don't know everything that's going on at Mass.
Great. Let's go.
Go, but I thought you were going to explain the... Mass?
Yeah, I am. That's why we're here.
Where are we?
We're heading to a Mass.
We're in Pennsylvania.
Actually, we're in Israel at the time of Christ. Look.
Our men so undeserving of these things.
What are you two talking about?
Are you the only person in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened here these past few days?
What things have happened?
The things that happened to Jesus, the Nazarene, a prophet who was mighty in word and deed.
Who are those guys?
Cleopas, David, and, Jesus.
Jesus. Like as in Jesus, Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That is probably the first time you've ever used that phrase correctly.
But wait,
just
hold on.
Just listen.
How foolish you are. How slow to understand all the prophets spoke. Was it not necessary for the Messiah to suffer these wrongs so that he could enter into his glory?
Then, beginning with Moses and the prophets, he interpreted to them all that referred to him in all the scriptures.
Where did Jesus go?
He's still here, speaking to us in the scriptures. Mass always begins with the liturgy of the word, where God speaks to us. Just like on the road to Emmaus, where Jesus explained the scriptures to the disciples. That's the first part of Mass.
But they urged him, "Stay with us a little longer, for it is nearly evening and the day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them.
Jesus is in my church.
Shocking.
Oh my God.
And that's the second time.
Take this, all of you, and eat of it. This is my body, which has been given up for you.
Where did he go? Was that?
It was Jesus. It must have been. Were not our hearts burning inside us as he explained the scriptures to us?
I did not recognize him until he broke the bread.
We must tell the others. Hallelujah, hallelujah!
What just happened?
They've gone to proclaim the gospel of the Lord.
No, but what just happened here?
We've just experienced Mass in its earliest form. The scriptures were proclaimed and the Eucharist was celebrated. The word prepares us for the sacrament.
Yeah, but that Mass was celebrated by Jesus.
Every Mass is celebrated by Jesus. He is the word spoken in the Bible. He offers the sacrifice and he himself is the sacrifice. Every Mass is broken into two parts, the liturgy of the Word and the liturgy of the Eucharist. We hear him in the scriptures, and we experience him in the sacrament. But we have to be paying attention. After listening to the scriptures, these disciples recognize Jesus in the breaking of the bread. Do you?
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Wow, I never knew. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
May the Lord bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mass is ended. Go and announce the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
What Mass means.
It means to go, or to be sent on mission. What did the disciples do after they recognized Jesus in the breaking of the bread?
They left to go tell others what they had seen.
Exactly. That gospel story is about one of the first appearances of the resurrected Christ, and has always been our pattern for the Mass. Jesus broke open the scriptures, then he broke the bread, and then the disciples went out to share what they have seen. Liturgy of the Word, Liturgy of the Eucharist, and a blessing to go forth and share what you've experienced.
It all makes sense to me now. Well, how could I ever thank you?
Don't thank me. Thank God. Now go and proclaim the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.